Hey, Tyler here. I just wanted to drop in a quick note before I get to this week's episode. The story that I tell, it stood so well on its own when I listened back that I decided not to include any of the usual music or sound effects with it. Now, I just thought it was important to let you all know this so no one thinks it's an unfinished piece or anything like that, and I would honestly really love your feedback as to what you think. It's something I probably won't do often, but I want to try anyways. Secondly, the Q&A at the end is something a bit fun, and I hope you all really like. If you do, make sure you keep sending in questions. But that's all for me. I'll let you get to it. Cheers.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. Of course, this is Tyler here with another episode of Ghost Stories, the podcast. Yeah, we had a week off. It's been a busy one in our household. We just passed Easter holidays, and I'm sure all you parents out there can relate. Got to send kids back to school here in the UK anyways. We got to send kids back to school, get into some routines, and then boom, we were hit with a 2 week break, which made it was a testing time and a bit difficult. Having all my time taken up by children, well, I shouldn't say difficult. I love my kids and hanging out with them, but it's difficult to get work out when you're focusing on them. But that's fine. You're all a very understanding bunch, and I appreciate it. But this week we have a very good story for you all. Before I tell you about that, though, make sure to stick around at the end because this is a bit of a short story, but nonetheless, the quantity does not at all impact the quality of it. And that's the thing, even if you have a really short story, send it in because as long as it's chilling, interesting, spooky, whatever it may be, based in fact, pure fiction, we want to hear about it. And this story is no different. But like I said, make sure to stick around at the end because I put an ask out on Facebook to do a bit of a Q&A. I've not had too many questions, but if it's something you all enjoy, I want to keep hearing from you, and I thought it could become a semi-regular feature on the podcast. But with that in mind, let's get down to business. This story has been sent in by Bridie. Now, I hope I pronounced your name right. I did look it up online, so I apologize if not. Get in touch. Let me know how to say it phonetically, and I will do a correction. But she's another one of our young listeners, and we've had a few stories sent in by some of our younger listeners, and I tell you what, they're genuinely some of the best stories we received. So no matter your age, don't be afraid to get in touch because we love hearing from you. And it's a particularly spooky story. I don't want to give away too much because it's a little different. But when I read it, I knew I had to have it on the podcast. So I want you to sit back and listen to Abigail Martin. I once got a phone call asking if I knew someone named Abigail Martin. Abigail Martin? I knew that name from somewhere, but I couldn't think how or why. Maybe a friend of a friend? An old neighbor? Maybe just as simple as an old acquaintance? I answered that I wasn't sure. The name rang a bell, but I couldn't quite put a finger on where from. Then I asked why they were asking. Well, apparently they found a dead body. It'd been identified as Abigail, seemingly having been killed with a bullet wound to the head. But the odd thing was that the autopsy said she'd been dead for a few weeks now, and no one reported her missing. In fact, everyone who knew who she was claimed to have seen her in the past few days, and it all said something about me. This sent me into a panic. What? How? Why? I don't even know. How could she have been? In a frenzy, I demanded to know the connection I was supposed to have had with this Abigail girl. I was greeted with nothing but silence until the phone went dead. Confused and scared, I stood there listening to the dial tone of the phone, terrified by the prospect of what could happen next. Was this all an elaborate prank? I was snapped out of it when I heard a loud thump from behind me, followed by the faintest whisper. Without hesitation, I spun around and saw the face of a girl looking me dead in the eye. The one who I once met. the one I forgot, the one I thought I saw since in a dream, a nightmare. She told me her name, yelling it at me with bleeding vocal cords so I would always know who she was. Abigail Martin. The one I'd watched from the side of a creek as a man pointed a gun. The one who saw me run away. The one who watches me as I type these words. I see her everywhere I go, and she sees me. It's a curse of fear, a curse without mercy, a curse until the day I die. Forever. And ever. And ever. I couldn't move. I couldn't think. And so I sat as a cold nothingness overcame me and everything went black. I once watched a girl named Abigail Martin drown. I once watched a girl named Abigail Martin fall off a cliff. I once watched a girl named Abigail Martin stuck in a burning house. I once watched a girl named Abigail Martin get hit by a bus. I once watched a girl named Abigail Martin. And now she watches me. Well, Bridie, thank you so much for sending that story in. Simply put, it's terrifying. When I read it initially, I knew we had to adapt a version of it for the podcast. So thank you so much. And if you have any more stories, make sure to send them in. But now, the next bit is to pass it over to dear listeners. I need to know what you think. Was Abigail Martin based in fact or a pure work of fiction? So maybe it's just a fantastic piece of writing by a young listener, or maybe it's the story of someone who's terrorized by the ghost of a person they saw pass away. That's my theory anyways, is that Abigail Martin was someone passed away and now the person in the story is haunted, seeing them pass over and over in various gruesome, horrendous, horrifying ways. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that situation. I hope I never am. And to be honest, maybe I hope it is a piece of fictional writing. But do let us know by popping over either to Patreon. There's a free post there where you can vote. You just need an account to log in. You don't have to be a subscriber. Or by going over to Facebook, our most active platform. And I use active loosely because we know I am terrible at posting on there. So now, make sure to stick around. We have a pretty good Q&A coming up. It's a quick one. I thought adds a little context. That's a short story. And if it's something you enjoy, send in more questions. I'll continue to do it as part of the podcast. But before that, a little housekeeping. Wherever you're listening, if you've not done so already and you've enjoyed the podcast, click that subscribe button and go back and listen. We have well over 50 episodes now, and you'll notice the early ones are not quite as good as the later ones, but they're entertaining nonetheless. And while you're at it, drop us a review. A 5-star review helps push us up the rankings, feeds that algorithm, gets us more listeners, but most importantly at all, it lets me know that you all love what I'm doing. This is essentially a hobby for me. One day I want to grow it to maybe put a little more time into it like I'm piloting right now and hopefully make it a bit more. But it's one of those things that just really validates hearing from listeners how much they enjoy it. Even if you want to message me on Facebook, it's great and it's so cool to see you like that. If you do want to go the extra mile, and you're already done plenty by just listening, subscribing, sharing, and all that, believe me. But if you do want to go the extra mile, we do have our Patreon page. Now on there, you get content a few days early. I'm also in the process of working on some additional content and working with local artists. And possibly I might even put a hand at myself to create some special art as a reward for the higher tier patrons. So we do limit it to either $1 or $5 a month. And you can convert and pay that in euros and pounds as well, relative. It'll let you know when you go in what the exchange rate is. I think it basically works as like £4 and €5 still. So it's very similar. And if you want to do that, that's amazing. I'm so appreciative of our patrons, and we're aiming for a level when we hit roughly between 300 and 350 episodes are going to be made longer. and even more regular. So that's our kind of long-term goal. We've got a while to get there, but we will eventually. And the big thing is you don't want to miss out, because I am currently working on some other big projects as I get more and more time to, as the kids begin to go back to school and nursery and whatnot. But now I've been talking for a while. This is the bit you're all here for, the special Q&A. So we've got two questions, one kind of serious and one very much not serious, but I'm making a point to answer it because I think it'll be worth it. But the first one was sent in by Bonnie on Facebook, as what is your favorite ghost story of all time? Really interesting question. For I guess there's a few layers to this. We can peel it away a bit like an onion. So this may shock some of you, if we're talking about like stories in terms of like films or books and stuff. Even though I host a ghost story podcast, I was never really a fan of horror fiction, mostly, especially when it comes to films, maybe not so much books, just because I didn't really like scaring myself very often. I was always kind of someone who leaned more towards the sort of people recounting stories and telling their own stories. I really like storytelling. I really like kind of documentary style storytelling and stuff like that. If we're talking about that type of thing, so stories I've heard over the years, I really recommend checking out one of the first podcasts that I listen to in the area, and I still do occasionally. I wish I had more time to listen to more, is Jim Harold's Campfire. Now, you may remember Jim was kind enough to let me interview him as part of my dissertation early on, but his podcast, he has listeners call up, and you know, I'm sure many of you have heard it before. If not, make sure to check him out. But his podcast is massive. So but he has listeners call in and they recount their stories. And there's one he told me about. And if any of you listen, you'll to his podcast, you'll know. And it's one that's kind of stuck with me and it stuck with him. And he kind of recounted when I interviewed him as well. And it's about this, I'm going to butcher it. It's been a while since I heard about, but the story of when someone visited this bar, and it's almost like they went through a time warp. And I believe it's a mural on the wall and they're on it. Of things going on in that bar. And it was a really interesting story. I recommend going and checking out either our documentary episode where Jim talks a bit about that, or go search on the Campfire and you'll find it, because it's on there a few times, because I'm not doing it justice. But that's probably one of my favorite ones in terms of podcasts and stories elsewhere. In terms of on Ghost Stories, the podcast, to kind of answer that twofold, my favorite story is probably Subtitled. Now, admittedly, it's funny I mentioned this, because I've actually had someone message about it this week and say they really liked it. That's my favorite in terms of just the whole package of what it brought to the podcast. By that, I mean, first off, a lot of people seem to enjoy it and bring it up. Secondly, it's one I wrote myself, so I completely, and you'll hear this in one of the reveal episodes, sorry to spoil it if you didn't know this already, but I have shared it in a couple reveal episodes where I wrote that story, and the inspiration behind it was so cool. It's it was to do with me watching Mr. Bean and the wrong subtitles coming up. If you haven't heard that story, I'm not going to carry on here because I've been talking a while already. But it's well worth going and checking out. A few episodes back, I did a bit of a reveal and revisit some old episodes. But that's definitely so. Go to Jim Harold's Campfire, listen to some of my favorite stories there. Especially look for that one. I can't remember off the top of my head what it's called, but if you look in our early episodes, the first season of the documentary, you'll be able to hear it. Jim talk about it there. And yeah, Subtitled. If you've not heard Subtitled, go listen to it. It's one of our kind of highest rated episodes, and people give really great feedback about. The other one was sent in kind of, I think, making fun a bit for my wife. Now, she knows, and many of you will know, actually, I've shared on the Facebook page, that one of the inspirations early on behind this podcast was the TV show Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction. It slipped my mind then. Hosted by Jonathan Frakes. And if you don't know the TV show, I believe, I know in the UK anyways, it's on Amazon Prime right now. So we've kind of gone back, started watching it. And each episode kind of dramatizes a bunch of stories and people vote for if they think it's based on fact or fiction. Sounds similar to a podcast you're listening to, doesn't it? Now, there's these videos where they take Jonathan Frakes' intros, because they are quite comical, and they make questions out of them. And my wife has sent this in and asked me to answer them. I don't think she thought I would, but here we go. We're going to do it. Hopefully the sound comes through all right. Let's go.
Have you ever walked out of a mall into a huge parking area and realized you'd forgotten where you parked your car?
Yes, absolutely. I forget where I park my car all the time. I'm terrible for it. So at work, we have a big multi-story car park that the company doesn't own, but we park in. And if I, for some reason or other, let's say I get there late and I can't get this spot I normally park in, I lose my car. I'm a fool. Or, God forbid, I drive in my wife's car one day and I forget I drove her car in. I've gone looking for my car before when I drove my wife's car into work. Foolish. Let's keep going with Jonathan Frakes here. Come on.
Ever gone mountain biking?
Yes.
Be when you grow up.
Oh, God. I'm skipping ahead there. What do I want to be when I grow up? It changed junior year. I wanted to be like in the army because my dad was in the military. I wanted to be a singer because my mom was a musician. Certainly not a podcaster because it didn't exist back then.
What's the right tip?
Right tip? Oh, good question. I'll probably get, I don't know. Depends on the service. Anything from 10 to 20.
Plumber to your home lately?
I have had a plumber to my home lately. We're getting quotes for a new bathroom.
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery?
$5,000.
You display this as a trophy?
Yes.
Pet, do you have a sweet tooth?
I do have a pet. Sometimes I have a sweet tooth.
Even the power of a curse. Have you had your hearing tested lately?
Do I believe in the power of a curse? It's a good question, maybe. I don't know. Sometimes when I'm watching sport, if I keep wearing a shirt and my team doesn't win, I'll change that shirt. And I've not had my hearing tested lately, no.
Soon. Can you remember the tallest man you've ever seen?
The tallest man I've ever seen in person? I think Peter Crouch is... No, Andre the Giant's probably the tallest person I've seen on TV, I assume. I don't know how tall he is, I'm just guessing here. In person, I've seen some... I don't know. I don't remember the tallest man I've ever seen, apparently. Hey, Tyler here in the editing room. This question was bothering me a bit because I had an answer at the time, but I couldn't remember. And I know it'll drive my wife mad if I don't answer it because she says I'm always commenting on people's heights. Apparently, it's a weird quirk of mine. The tallest person I ever met in person, Penn Jillette. I was in Las Vegas, watched Penn and Teller do a show, and I met him afterwards. He was a lovely chap. Also highly recommend his podcast. Anyways, back to Jonathan Frakes and me answering questions.
Have you noticed what big stars real estate agents have become?
I haven't, actually.
Careful with your personal records. Does your computer ever seem to have a mind of its own?
Yes.
Visited a Chinatown section in a major city?
I haven't. Oh, wait. Of course I have.
Visited a flea market?
Yes.
Visited a truck stop?
Uh-huh.
Have a job as a waiter?
I have, actually. My first job was working at Pizza Hut. Front of house because I enjoy the tips. So going back to the tipping question, always gave good service as a waiter. That's where I hope to make some money. Then I moved on to worked at Russian Diamonds Football Club on the boxes and then Costa Coffee as a barista for a while.
Noticed how many successful restaurants are theme-based these days?
I never noticed that, honestly, but I'm going to look out for it.
The desire to write your initials in wet cement.
I constantly want to write my name in wet cement. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Oh, that's it. We're done. Oh, it's playing again. Oh, okay. So, I've been talking for probably about 12 minutes now. So I hope you enjoyed that interview with Jonathan Frakes. And honestly, I just put it out there to stick it to my wife because she never thought I'd do anything with it. So, here we are. I don't really have much else to say other than, Bridie, thank you so much for sending your story in. Everyone, make sure to like, subscribe, share, tell your family, friends. And I'll catch you next week. Don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?